May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is the Feast of the Holy Innocents. It marks the time when Herod had all the children killed in the Bethlehem area trying to destroy Jesus. And throughout 2,000 years of the church, we've celebrated this, and in the process, also particularly pray for children around the world. Ron was telling me beforehand that the gospel reading wasn't that story, but it was this story. But I thought, well, that's good. And this wasn't what I was going to teach on, but in light of that, this is what I want to share. Now, for CTKers, you heard me say these things over the years. You've heard me say this recently, but I hope it's like a good worship song. You like to hear it more than once. So it gets down in your spirit. The scripture that he just read is a remarkable scripture in light of the ways of God for us and principles in living and navigating the kingdom of God. In the New Testament, when he talks about entering the kingdom, and even speaks that to his disciples, he's not talking about entree into the kingdom. The word carries the idea of exploring the kingdom. And if you're like me, I don't want to just live in the foyer of the kingdom. I don't want to just live in the breezeway. I want to move in throughout and explore all the things that the kingdom has. The person who had a greater vision of kingdom reality than anybody prophetically, at least in the 20th century, was C.S. Lewis. The Chronicles of Narnia, the whole Narnia thing, was to jolt our understanding that life in the kingdom is one that's supernatural. It's got holy magic to it. There are mythical creatures like angels, and there are supernatural things that happen. And there's a real war going on, even a clash of kingdoms. And the real thing about little children is children are just so fascinated with whatever you tell them. We have told these stories a bunch before, but one of my favorite ones about Luke and Woody is when they were real little, their personalities were totally different. And when I would put Woody to bed, I would say to him, "Wood, you know that you're the most handsome, smartest, sweetest, wonderful little boy in the whole wide world." Well, he believed that, but he liked to hear it again. His confidence level a little bit low, but he'd go, "No, not really." And I had to tell him two or three times. Now, Luke, I would lean over Luke and go, "Luke, do you know that you're the most beautiful, handsome, smartest, sweetest, amazing kid in the whole wide world?" He'd go, "Yeah, I know." But the older you get, the more you have to say that to somebody, because they've become very cynical and don't believe goodness in the world, and don't believe that they could be truly objects of unconditional love either. And the result of that, faith works through love, is it's hard. The older you get, the harder it is to walk in faith. And the reason that he says these things, like he says in Matthew 18, "At that time the disciples came to Jesus saying, 'Who then is greatest in the kingdom?'" Now again, this is a subject that's discussed a number of times in the gospel, about being the greatest in the kingdom. Jesus even initiates that term on like three different occasions and says, if you want to be great in the kingdom. So he doesn't like rebuke them at the thought, "Oh gosh, you want to be great in the kingdom? That's really prideful." Now, it's not great in the eyes of people, but being like Daniel, when the angel said to him three times, "You're highly esteemed in heaven." So to desire to be great in the kingdom is a good thing. That's not about fame. Some of the greatest people in the kingdom I've ever met, most of the people in the world never heard of. Like an old lady living in a hut, a Maasai, in a dung hut, whose prayers, intercessions over the years shaped the history of a nation. But a lot of people didn't know some of the supernatural things that happened because of her. See, in the West, we're impressed by media things, by who writes the most books and who's on the most TV and who has the largest church and has more CDs and things on YouTube. You understand the vast majority of Christians around the world don't get any of that. That doesn't make you great in the kingdom. Jesus answered the question. He didn't rebuke them for asking the question. He instead called a child to himself and stood him in their midst, in the midst of the disciples. So these are already people in the kingdom. "Truly, I say to you, unless you are changed or changed the way you think or turned and become like children," and the word there is a little child, not just a child, you shall not explore the kingdom of heaven. He uses the word enter, but these are people already in, so it's the word explore. Now, he says, unless you're turned around, the word converted is literally the word turn around. In other words, you're going in a direction that will prevent you from exploring the kingdom and being great in the kingdom. Because why? You're an adult. You've had enough dreams not come true. You've failed enough on your own and had enough people fail you that you don't believe in magic anymore. You're going to have to turn around and become like a little child. For whoever humbles himself, in other words, stop depending on what logic tells you, what makes sense. Whoever humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. For whoever causes one of these little ones who believe to stumble. That's what a little child does. A little child just believes. My grandsons, my oldest, Foster, is six, and so we don't have any little kids here. And we had a little bit of controversy recently at school, where he goes to school, because he's been telling some kids that Santa, you know. And so we've had some parents get upset about it and contact Kristen and Woody about it. But what he's been saying to him, he came home and said, No, I'm not saying he's not real. I was just telling kids, like, come on, little reindeer pull that much weight, their nose glow, that's not possible. Because it didn't seem logical to him. But he did Facebook Santa, because you can FaceTime him, and he combed his hair, made sure he looked real good, because it's just the supernatural part. And I think that's a shame, isn't it? We grow up and don't believe in those things anymore. And then it's hard to believe that they're real in the kingdom. Jesus said, as a matter of fact, he said this, when you receive a little child, you receive me. And I believe the reason he said this, and this is what we talked about recently, CTK, a couple months ago, because I believe Jesus was the most childlike human being who ever lived. Though God, very God, never anything less than God, he lived on earth as a spirit-filled man by faith. He was the author and the perfecter of faith. And if little children are the ones who are prone to believe the most, then Jesus was the most childlike person in the world. Again, we've said this a lot lately. He bore witness to what he saw and heard. And what he saw and heard was reality in the kingdom. Not just the cynicism, brokenness, and the fallenness of this earth and world. So I'll just read this one little scripture as proof to you. This is one that we've had a lot of fun with. Father Craig's had a lot of fun. He's taught on it. It's amazing. This is John chapter 5, and Jesus speaking to the Jews. This is after a man who was sick for 38 years was healed on the Sabbath, and they're getting mad at Jesus. Jesus said, I'm only doing the things I see the Father doing. And Jesus answered in verse 19, and was repeatedly saying to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in a like manner. For this Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, that you may marvel. Now notice what Jesus said as a man. Look, I'm just doing what I see the Father doing. Now he was able to see in a world that's beyond this. Adults lose that. It's one of the reasons children make believe and dress up and imagine. God gave you the ability to imagine. It's a God-given gift. It has to be put into faith. We can see into a world that's bigger than what we see going on around us. Bigger than the news reports. And Jesus said, here's the deal. I only do those things I see the Father doing, and the Father loves me so much, he always shows me what he's doing. Wow. Only a little child could believe that. Hey, Father would never let me miss it. He always shows me. Why? Because he loves me. That's the faith of a little child that believes the Father loved him so much the Father wouldn't let him be deceived. That's the basis of all faith. Faith works through love. And the faith of a little child flows out of the faith that really believes he loves me that much. So I think on this Feast of Holy Innocence, God wants us to become more holy in our innocence, the way we think, and not so cynical. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.